Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever found yourself in such a desperate desire to have a powerful encounter with God that you've actually asked God what Moses asked? Show me your glory. Exodus 33, verse 18. Moses had spent 40 days on Mount Sinai for a second time seeking God's mercy for the Israelite people who had made a golden calf and called it their God. When coming down the mountain after those 40 days, Moses pitched a small tent outside the camp and called it the Tent of Meeting, not to be confused with the Tabernacle. Moses said anyone could go there to inquire of God, to meet with God at any time. Exodus 33. Moses and Joshua went there often, and God met with them. Evidently, it was in one of those prayer times Moses made this courageous, outrageous request of God, and God's answer was profound. I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, Yahweh, the Lord, in your presence. There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock, and when my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Exodus 33. God had invited Moses up Mount Sinai for this last mountaintop encounter. By my count, this would be hike number 8. God then gave Moses a very important instruction. Chisel out 2 stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. Be ready in the morning, and then come up on Mount Sinai. Present yourself to me there, on top of the mountain. Exodus 34, verse 1-3. Oh my! We've all received invitations to special events. Perhaps some invites have been so significant you've rearranged your schedule or made complicated travel arrangements. Perhaps you've purchased or rented special clothing for your invitation. So how would you prepare if you received the invitation from God which Moses received? Exodus 34 is the grand and glorious story of this final hike up Mount Sinai and Moses' third 40-day stay in the cloud of God's presence. Moses gives us this record of his encounter with Almighty Holy God. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with Moses and proclaimed his name, Yahweh, the Lord. And God passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, Yahweh, the Lord. Yahweh, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. Exodus 34, verse 5-7. Oh, Moses bowed to the ground, overwhelmed by the holy, majestic presence of God. And Moses prayed, Oh, Lord, although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin and take us as your inheritance. God's sacred response is quite amazing. I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. Obey what I command you. Write down these words, Exodus 34. Finally, after a third prolonged stay of 40 days with God on top of Mount Sinai, Moses began his descent, carrying in his hands the second set of stone tablets inscribed by the finger of Almighty God. Moses was unaware that his face was glowing, radiant, a reflection of the glory of God. Upon his arrival in the camp, Aaron and the Israelite leaders, of course, approached Moses to hear his report, but also, amazed at his radiance, requested he cover his face. For some time, Moses wore a veil at all times unless he was in the tent of meeting with God. Moses received instructions from God and would then come out of the tent to the people, covering his face with the veil again and give the people the instructions he had received from God. The first order of business, of course, was the explanation of the tabernacle and the worship which God designed to happen there. Second was Moses' explanation for a great ingathering from the bounty these Israelite slaves had taken out of Egypt. The ingathering offering would provide for the construction of this God-designed tabernacle by Bezalel and Aholiab and other spirit-anointed craftsmen and women. Can you imagine what the people thought and felt as they heard and contemplated the proposition Moses presented to the Israelites as God's worship plan for them, God's chosen people? Moses records this is what happened. Then the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence, and everyone who was willing and whose heart moved them came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work on the tent of meeting. Exodus 35, verse 20 to 22. Now remember, it had only been a few weeks before that these people had fabricated a golden calf and called it their God. Oh my, what an impact an encounter with a living, holy God can have on a person, a family, an entire nation of people. Has it ever happened to you or in your family or church heritage, my friends? Are you courageous enough to ask God for an encounter with God's glory as Moses requested? Let's pause right here, watching this ingathering which lasted several days. What's happening in the hearts of these people as they joyfully bring the gold, silver, precious jewels to be used for the fabrication of a worship place unlike any other, for a God unlike any God known anywhere on earth? How is your heart today, my friends, as you consider what God is doing in your life, in your family, in your part of the world? What about God's outpouring of blessings upon you? Are they for you alone? Or is God leading you to be a great blessing to others? How? Why? Where? When? The worship song I found today will help us consider these powerful blessing truths. Tomorrow we'll discover what these Israelites did with this huge pile of willingly given Egyptian bounty.